When you're measuring the axes on the things that you're taking out of the river, that's going to be in centimetres. Okay? It needs to fit in with the other scale that you use. Right, so this is Crossways Farm. As you can see, it's got much bigger and more pronounced meanders. Okay, now over there, just behind where those people are sitting, there's an Oxbow Lake as well. Okay, has anyone seen one of those before?
Not in real life.
It's something you hear a lot about, but you tend not to see that much in real life. Basically, what happened was the meanders get more and more pronounced over time until they're almost touching, they're almost meeting. You can see like where the neck, what we call the neck of the meanders are, and you can see it's quite a thin area in some places. Now this one over here, just behind where those people are, we'll go over and have a look later on when they're gone. And basically, we got an incredible amount of snow here about 2 years ago, and the snow melted. With a sudden change in temperature, the snow all melted, and there was much raised levels of the water was coming through. So water will always find the quickest way through. So instead of going around like it used to, it just busts through the thin neck to the left of where that chap in the red is. And now the Oxbow Lake spends much of the year dry, and the water doesn't flow around there anymore. When it's really, really heavy rain, it'll fill up again. And you can actually, we've gotten students to do this, it takes about half an hour. You can dam the new way through that the water made. If you stop it up by like having people plug it with branches and with their feet and stuff like this, and you can get the water to go all the way around the old meander again and fill up the Oxbow Lake.
Can we do that?
It takes a long time, it takes about half an hour. Don't think we have that kind of time. Well, we need to do something for a minute or two while this is happening anyway. But we're going to do the same thing here. Everyone's going to find their own spot to do this. Now, at the end of this, we're going to do the we're going to test the sinuosity again. So what I think we'll do is we'll get all the groups together. We'll have them all march once we have the field to ourselves. We'll have everybody march from one end to the other. Firstly, walking down the middle of the river and counting the steps, and then walking up in a straight line along the side. Okay, so then you have two numbers, and you divide the bigger one by the lower one to get a figure. Okay, remember we said if it was something like 1.5 or less,
then not a meander.
Yeah, well, the river is not meandering technically, by some technicality. If it's more than 1.5, it is. Okay, what do you reckon it would be here?
I think it's a meander.
You reckon it would be more than 1.5?
Yeah.
Why are you recording?
It might be.
Because she's that awesome.
And you can't get more than 2, because if it's more than 2, then the river would be doubling back on itself and touching itself so much that it's not really possible to get to.
So basically, all I have to do is listen and write it down.
1.8, maybe.
That's a very clever idea.
I'm going to upload it to my website, so anyway, so you guys can listen. Because I'm that cool.
She knows how to do it. That is so intelligent.
Now, let's have a look down here.
So where should we be? Where do you want them to be measuring?
Just down this end will be... Well,